It's the second year running for voters tackling the requirement for some local elected officials to file income information with the Alaska Public Offices Commission. A similar measure failed last year with 518 people voting no. 489 voted in favor of the change. That's a difference of just 29 votes. If it passes this year, people running for or elected or appointed to seats on the Borough Assembly, School Board, and Planning Commission would no longer have to fill out paperwork on sources of income for themselves and spouses and their children. The requirement also applies to Petersburg's Borough Manager. The information is public and is available on the APOC website. Supporters of the change say it's a burdensome requirement and it has deterred people from running for local office. Opponents say paperwork is not too difficult and should be filled out by people making decisions for the borough. It is a requirement in state law and it's designed to prevent people holding public office from acting in their own private interest, although municipalities can opt out if the voters approve. The only contested race is for Harbor Board this year. Three people are running for two seats on that advisory board. Two incumbents, fisherman Bob Martin and former Harbor Master Jim Stromdahl, are hoping to regain their seats, and they're facing a challenge from John Mergus, who owns a vessel hauling and storage company in Scow Bay. Top two vote-getters will start up three-year terms this month. Incumbent Nancy Strand and newcomer Eric Castro are running unopposed for two open seats on the Borough Assembly. Three incumbents on the school board are running to keep their seats, and they have no opposition as well. They are Cheryl File, Jay Lister, and Mara Lutomsky. Marlene Cushing and Chris Tinas are running for re-election to two of the four open seats on the hospital board. Chelsea Tremblay is running for a three-year term on the library board, and also Mary Coppice is running as a write-in candidate for the other open seat on that board. Four people are running for one of the six open seats on the Planning and Zoning Commission. Richard Burke, David Kensinger, Otis Marsh, and Tom Stearns are running unimposed for two or three-year terms. Also on the Public Safety Board, Gina Mucci is running for a one-year term, and one seat has no candidate. Overall, there are five open seats that have no interest. They can be filled by appointment by the Borough Assembly at a later date. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.